The great UC Health Training Center flood of 2015 has dissipated to the point where the Broncos were actually able to practice outside Tuesday, unfortunately not in front of the fans. Hi everyone, I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV, and here are three things you need to know from today's practice. It's a game week, finally a trip to Seattle looms. The Broncos will fly out Thursday afternoon for their first dry run of the season. Coach Kubiak can't wait.
Well, the good thing now is, I mean, we get to go play and, you know, check where we're at and where everybody's at against somebody else other than ourselves. You know, you get tired of beating on each other. But, you know, we came back from a day off. We started really slow, but I thought we got going. I thought offensively we got better today. We got a little tougher mentally. We pushed through it, had a lot of guys making plays. And, you know, I'm just trying to stay after them to continue to push each other when they sense, you know, a little slack. It shouldn't come from me all the time. It needs to come from them as well.
How long will C.J. Anderson stay in that game? That's a good question. We'll have to wait until Friday night to find out. But his new O.C. is looking forward to seeing what he can do.
Well, C.J., first off, he's a very, very smart. He understands what we're trying to get done. He has a great idea of concepts, both run and pass. He's been tremendous in protection. I think the thing that he's getting confidence in what he feels and what he sees out there. And that's a big part of what we do, you know. If you feel that soft spot, go take it. And putting his foot in the ground and going downhill, he's done that very, very well over the last couple of days.
The defense has spent all camp lining up against Anderson, Peyton Manning, and this Denver offense, wondering, is this a run or a pass play? That split second gained will help the offense, of course, moving forward in 2015, but it's helping Wade Phillips and the Denver defense right now.
In Houston, when I first went there, you know, Gary has a running game and a passing game that are really tough. So I think that was part of our success defensively, was being able to work against our own guys. But I tell you what, you work one of maybe the greatest quarterback of all time every day. That's going to help you, you know, even though he still completes a lot of passes on you. But it makes you work harder, especially in the red zone stuff. I mean, you know, he's thrown so many touchdown passes and seen so many defenses. If we can play pretty good against him, we get better.